What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening every week. I guess they love our voice, Michael Blackson.
What are you wearing today, Chinese best friend?
I'm wearing the clothes that I did not get from your friends.
Oh, no free clothes today.
I had to buy this myself, Michael Blackson.
For those who are listening, Chinese best friend get all the free clothes that I get that I don't wear.
Yeah, but you're supposed to wear, not me. After
not
I wore it, their value went down. They all went bankrupt.
Hey, don't worry. Very soon, you're going to be very valuable to them. You're going to be my Mr. Hand-Me-Down of Michael Blackson.
I'm going to have to lose at least 100 pounds.
Nah, I just tell them to make a bigger size of my size. I should wear like an extra medium. I just tell them to make you like a...
I'm a extra large.
Yeah.
In a good day when I don't eat a lot of fried rice, I could be a large, but it's a little uncomfortable with the belly.
So you just wearing... Those clothes actually cost you money this week.
Yeah, my girlfriend, shout out to my girlfriend. She bought it for
Chinese
me
best friend.
Last
she,
Christmas.
She had a baby together. You got to get up for... three, 4 years? How long you guys been together?
Oh, it's been a good 5 years, Michael.
Why is she still your girlfriend, Chinese best friend? Are you scared to commit to her?
Yeah, after you proposed on national television, I feel like I'm going to have to propose. Also,
you have a ring or you want to borrow you?
Yeah, can I borrow your ring?
I'll give her a promissory ring before the engagement ring. I'll see if I give you, like, you borrow that.
Michael Blackson, you hand me down clothes, not engagement rings, for goodness gracious. Yeah, thanks, Mike. We could talk about it after the show. I'll take it.
Okay, thanks. I gotta talk to Ryder because she likes that ring more than her engagement ring. And that ring was like freaking 10% of what the engagement ring cost. She liked that other ring better. I'm like, I could have saved a whole lot of money. I could have just tricked you. And just
she likes the cheaper version.
Took the ring off her hand while she was asleep and just give it to her the next day and just got on my knees and put on her other finger. Save myself.
I was going to propose, Michael Blackson, but after seeing your very sweet proposal, I don't think I could beat that.
Don't try to beat me, Chinese.
Yeah, that was like...
Just impress your Chinese people. What can you do to impress them? Like, can you like...
Eat more rice? I don't know, Mike.
Good, I'm glad you said it, because I don't want no Chinese hate crime.
Chinese people are not listening to us right now. They have other things to do.
Like what?
I don't know. Probably like making Louis Vuitton bags or... Honda Civic. I mean, we're shortage in vehicles right now.
There is shortage. COVID, they fucked a lot of things up.
Yeah. So how is he living with the known as the African king of comedy, Michael Blackson? Was he always a funny kid? Or,
you know, that is such a great question. Yeah. Because I think it was really a surprise to all of us when Michael decided that he thought he was funny.
Yeah.
Because... I remember, like, in high school, his big thing was Big Daddy Kane. Like, you couldn't tell him he wasn't Big Daddy Kane.
Oh.
He walked around, like, you know, it was so funny because everybody thought he wore the nicest clothes. People thought, oh, he was a drug dealer, but he was really a pizza dealer. he worked pizza, but nobody knew because, you know, he kind of hit that part. Because if Philadelphia, I always say, is one of the most segregated cities, because if you're downtown, you really don't know what's going on everywhere else. So nobody really from the neighborhood knew. No, but then I remember, you know, when he was finished high school, he started telling jokes and, you know, he would tell me some of them and I would laugh just in support.
Oh.
You know, I didn't think he would take it seriously. So, of course, I helped him write some of his jokes and stuff and gave him his humor.
Did you write it in a paper wrong? Mike,
no wonder why people
wrote the jokes wrong.
No, I mean, you have to try the jokes on people. But one thing I think I admire was that he didn't give up. He kept trying. Uh-huh. I think the one thing my mom was like, you can't, you know, you have to go to school. You have to get some kind of trade. So I think he went to Kraft Institute and got a travel industry kind of certificate.
I went to school to work travel school because I went.
That's how he used to pick up girls. He's like, "Hey, I got a buddy pass."
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what I mean? That was his
Mike,
thing.
Did you tell the girls that you were a pilot?
No, he just said, "I could give you a buddy pass,
a standby ticket to Las Vegas."
But he did his thing, comedy.
So you guys argue a lot about sports and media?
Oh, my God.
And...
No, you know, when I was a kid, I still got this fucking... Do you remember hitting me in the fucking head with a frying pan?
I don't even know what Michael's talking
about. You hit
about.
Him with a frying pan?
Michael always... He has these dreams.
Can you do the
replay?
He was always
I had a fight with him. My sister, she hit me with a frying pan. The fucking hickey is still there.
I do not recall. This I might run like for Senate one day, so I will old. Not have this tarnished in my record.
Look.
That never happened.
You know, Ryder, you felt my hickey, right?
That
he must have pissed.
No, that's from one of his ex-girlfriends.
Nah,
don't even bring
nah,
that on here.
Forever, you scarred me, nigga.
he must have pissed you off a lot. Huh?
No.
She was
no.
a fighter in high school.
That's not true.
First
of all,
eighth grade, and you get
That's not true. Michael is technically older than our mother. so. I don't know what he's talking about. First of all, I came to America with my mom first. Mike came like 3 years later.
Oh.
So, and I remember when he, you know, when he came. So we were close in age, probably like 2 years, whatever, apart. He is older. Yes.
She's older than all of us.
He's older than my mom.
She's older
my
than
mom
my
mom is
father.
The first. No, he's
she
definitely older.
She and my
older
dad the same age. What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
We grew up, of course, Newark, New Jersey, and a funny story.
Well,
Before we got to Philadelphia, right? My mom had to, had to work. So we can save enough money to be able to move to Philadelphia and get our own place. Because before then, we were lived in like people's basement, different stuff. And a friend of my mom, who was a renowned pastor, the late Reverend Lee.
Oh, Lee.
Yeah, Reverend Lee. And it was in the 80s where homelessness was starting to go on the rise, but a lot of churches weren't doing anything about it. So he left the church. He was very this popular church, and he bought this house in North Newark and converted it into a shelter home. Uh-huh. Homeless people. So we lived there, right? Because my mom had to like save money. It's hard to save money so we could buy our own place. But I remember Mike and I were so like ashamed, like because we lived in this shelter home. Like the most random people, like we had like these two old men who I still thought it was the 50s and black folks weren't free. We had Miss June who had like mental health issue. She walked around with like lipstick bright on because she was a beauty queen back in her day, but that day passed like 50 years before, but she was still very present there. So it was like all these eclectic characters all around us. So I remember there were kids who went to Broadway Junior High, or I used to go to the other school. They lived across the street. So Mike and I, we would literally wait until all the kids that go to school, then would try to like sneak out. And
so they don't see us come out
the shelter home. So one day they're like, oh, do you live there? Like, oh, no. but what was funny was, of course, we're Africans. And, you know, everybody knows rice is king. And my mom, one of the things we had in our room was a rice cooker. And there was rules where you weren't allowed to cook in your room, but we didn't really like a lot of the foods that were cooked. So one day the security guard came knocking on our door. And he was like, y'all in here cooking? We were like, no. And then all of a sudden the steamer from the rice cooker came up behind us. We're like, no, we're not cooking. They're like, what is that?
This is smoke coming from behind your head. Because we're supposed to eat the fucking shelter home food.
So they took our rice cooker.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. That's taking me back. I'm very triggered right now.
I would cry too if somebody takes my rice cooker.
They took our rice cooker. It was very traumatic. But
then we still, you know, we still graduated. I mean, we still did well. You went to Broadway Junior High as well, right?
No. Because remember, you were a couple of years ahead of me.
Oh,
we didn't move to Philly until my freshman year of high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We moved to Philadelphia my freshman year of high school. And I was a junior. Yeah, okay. And Philadelphia was a good move for us. But shout out to us, because what we used to do, remember we used to work for Raheem? Mike and I, to help my mom out, there was this guy who had this van, and he would put, I mean, nowadays would look real suspect, but he used to put these kids in it, these little black kids, and would drive us to the suburbs to sell candy. To the rich white people. So what was so funny was that he was so skilled at teaching us, we had to come back for everything. So if you're not going to do somebody, it's like, no, I can't buy your thing because I'm diabetic, but you will be helping the kids in the community. If somebody said, oh, I'm low income, then we had to come back for everything. And we were like, master sell $3
candy.
Wow. We used to do well, and we used to bring the money home to my mom. Yeah.
Wow. We'll give her like half the money. So we get like these candies, we sell them for like $3, and out of every $3, we get 75 cents out of each one.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll make about $50 to $75 a week, and we get half the money to our mom, and we save the other half. And as I was able to save school money to go shopping for school.
School clothes. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So that's how you fund all those nice outfits and necklaces.
But let me tell you, Michael, at that time, because you know, in newly from African country, we don't really care about name brand as long as it was new. So Mike would go, you know, we'll buy our meat, our groceries, and sneakers. All in the same aisle. So Michael would like come to school and be feeling good about himself because it's like, oh, it's new, but like, what the hell is Bobos? What is new?
Bobos, they make your feet feel fine. Bobos, they cost $1.99.
Bobos.
I forgot the rest of that Bobos song. Everybody that ever wore Bobos,
no.
You won't know about that.
Is that the Payless?
Well, like any kind of no-name sneakers.
No-name
shoes.
Oh, no-name,
yeah.
Like Star Trek or Trekkie.
Or like In Action.
Yeah,
I had a pair of sneakers that was called In Action. It cost my mom $9.99, actually. It was $9.99. She got it right next to the chicken.
But remember that time, this is a true story. Remember that time we asked our mother for a television? We're living in like Mrs. Artist's basement or whatever. We asked her for a TV. It's like, Mom, it'd really be nice to have a TV. Want a TV. Oh. So my mom all of a sudden comes home. I don't know how she got this thing in the house, but bought the biggest Bible she could find. Said, there's your TV. It has comedy. It has drama. It has everything.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, my mother's an evangelist. All she wants just God in us. I'm like, Mom, we know God personally now.
I was like, how did you get that TV? How did you get that Bible home? Like, the thing was bigger as this table. She's like, that's your TV. So we never asked for TV again.
Oh, you remember whose basement we lived in or whenever they flushed the toilet?
The artist in basement. That was the only one, yes. Whenever she would flush the toilet we lived in, we were like, bring the bleach.
Yeah, we lived in somebody's basement. So whenever they flush the toilet, it's like you get to smell all the doo-doo. Or sometimes they leave. And then we went from then when we got our own place, when mommy came back.
In Philly.
Philly, we was in like Oranges.
We lived with the Morrison. It was a Morrison.
Now, before the Morrison, we had our own place. We rented our attic. You forgot. That was in East Orange, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Philly. We finally got our own place, got a real home. I got my own bedroom for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Three bedroom row house.
Yes.
My mother paying $300 a month.
Wow.
That's why I moved to Philly. It was so much cheaper.
Good. Yeah.
Philly was much cheaper. So Philly definitely was the best thing that happened to us. Because Philly, you know, we got to Philly. It was so different. You could get a job right away. I went to Domino's Pizza, got a job immediately.
Yeah.
In Jersey, it was so hard to get a job. Having a job at McDonald's was good. That's how hard it was. Like, you couldn't even get a job at McDonald's when I was a kid back in the day.
Oh, it's overpopulated at that time.
Not that. It was hard to get a job.
One of my mom's jobs, though, was McDonald's. Remember, she used to bring fish fillet? We had all that free fish fillet stuff.
We used to eat all the burgers my mom bring out.
Yeah.
And we'll freeze them up and eat them the next day. Oh. And it's illegal because I think they put throw them things away every day.
And my mom didn't like throwing away food.
My mom never threw away food, man.
But you know what? It's so funny. When you brought up music, I thought of when we were in North Newark and Michael, you guys don't know, but Michael's first movie was Lean On Me, by the way. He was an extra. He's the guy with the hot top fade in the Boston Celtics.
In the courthouse.
Outside the courtroom. Yeah. It was so funny because he came home and was like, I'm going to be in a movie. I'm like, no, you're not. He's like, yeah. So what are your lines? I said, tell me your line. He's like, free Mr. Clark. Free
and
Mr. Clark.
And that's when you hit him with a pot in the pan.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
And then I was like, no, you have to. Had two lines. He was like, it was free Mr. Clark. Free Mr. Clark. Then it was, that was his line.
No.
Yeah, they gave you extra lines.
Yeah, every extra had to say it.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeart Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.